grown 5-ish.
Oh, yes, where'd he go?
It's just the best thing that happened to our family.
I love 5-ish.
Life would not be the same without 5-ish.
Yeah, it's just something that everybody does.
Everybody's listening to Safer Hermits with 5-ish Finkel.
What's exactly what we're gonna do, Chaim? When James comes, we're gonna switch the gold 14-carat watches for the plastic one.
Plastic watches? What in the world is that?
Now, don't worry about it, Chaim. Everything will be alright. I think this is the price we plan to meet.
Listen, Yosef, I'm not exactly so comfortable myself pulling off this business deal.
No, don't worry, Chaim. He's only a convert anyways. He should be here any second now.
I told you so. Do you hear that?
Good evening, gentlemen, and how are my 14-karat gold watches doing this evening?
Good. Very good.
Hold on a second, hold on. Can we get that part rewinded, please?
James comes, we're gonna switch the gold 14-karat watches for the plastic ones.
Plastic one.
Good, and let me fast forward a little bit more.
Don't worry, Chaim. He's only a convert anyways. He should...
So there we have it. We clearly see how Yosef and Chaim plotted to cheat James in the business deal by switching 14-karat gold watches for plastic watches on a cold winter evening in the 16th century, just because James was a convert, in Hebrew a ger. This is exactly what the Torah does not want us to do, because today's mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs, negative mitzvah number 253, teaches us that just like in every business deal we cannot cheat the other person, the same thing applies by a convert, a ger, because he is just like every Jew.
Gentlemen, these aren't real 14-karat gold watches, these are plastic watches.
Plastic watches? How do you know what those are? We're only in the 16th century.
I had a plan.
That was so exciting. Get more of 5-ish Finkel here tomorrow.
Can't wait till tomorrow.
Same time.
Same place.
And...
Same